The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas, the show that lets you be your creative self. Here we hear poetry, the literary, embrace it, and live it. For today's episode, we will take a look at locomotives, the journey that is train rides. Marty!
Yes?
What is your memorable train ride?
Probably when I first rode the LRT1 train.
Oh, okay.
The speed moving from one place to another was fascinating to me as a child. How about you, Cookie?
Yeah, that sounds like a long time ago.
A really long time ago.
Well, my memorable train ride is the one where we got lost in Malaysia.
Oh, that is true.
Remember, we missed our stop.
Yes.
We were so
stressed out. It's hard to forget, Cookie.
Oh, yes. We were so stressed out because we don't speak the language.
That's true.
I'm just glad that some way, somehow, someone figured out what we were on about. And yeah, thank God we were saved by a good Samaritan who gave us directions how to go to the airport.
That is so true. And I was so happy that we were able to go to the place that we had to go to.
Yep.
Like, oh, wow, I see the signs.
Signs of life.
That's
yeah. Hope. In pop culture, which movies with trains would you buy a ticket to, Marty?
Definitely any train ride with Sherlock Holmes in it.
Yeah.
So long as I'm just watching and not part of the cases he's solving. That means I'm dead by then. Nope, no thanks.
He could offer help.
Nope, he'll just look condescendingly and say, I already know what to do. So no. And since I did dream at one point in my life that Hogwarts would be real, then definitely I would love to ride the Hogwarts Express.
Cool.
How about you, Cookie?
Me, I would hop aboard Bullet Train, the Darjeeling Limited, Murder on the Orient Express, Snowpiercer.
Why?
The Girl on the Train, and Train to Busan.
No, what's wrong with you?
Are you excited for me?
I'll pray for you.
I can imagine the ride would be fun.
I think your definition of fun is very, very different from mine.
Still fun. Okay, Marty. How about train rides and poems? Which ones do you think are worth journeying into?
I saw this poem entitled Choo Choo Train by Paul Fucoloro.
Choo Choo Train.
Yes, here goes. Choo Choo Train, Choo Choo Train, where are we going? The men are all reading while the ladies are sewing. I'm playing with my toy and the baby sleeping. The Choo Choo Train slowing through the tunnel, it's creeping. Then we come out in sunshine, the dark windows become light. Choo-choo pulls into our station. Soon we're home for the night.
That's cute.
Yes, how about you, Cookie?
My favorite is Night Mail by W.H. Auden. Mm-hmm. And FYI, Auden wrote the poem specifically for the British documentary of the same title.
Wow.
I also like Robert Louis Stevenson's From a Railway Carriage.
Yes,
from
beautiful.
His 1885 volume of poetry for children, yes. A Child's Garden of Verses.
Yes.
Also on my list is Ezra Pound's In a Station of the Metro,
mm-hmm.
Getting There by Sylvia Plath, The Whitsun Weddings by Philip Larkin,
mm-hmm.
Changing at York by Tony Harrison,
mm-hmm.
The Railway Train by Emily Dickinson, I know this is a lot, Travel by Edna St. Vincent Millay,
mm-hmm.
A Blind Man Was Riding an Unheated Train by Arseny Tarkovsky. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. What I Think When I Ride a Train by Lucille Clifton.
Mm-hmm.
And Riding on a Railroad Train by Ogden Nash.
That is an amazing list,
yeah,
Cookie.
A lot, though.
So, it's a good read. It looks like they're amazing reads.
Yep, that I can assure you.
Good to be read on the train itself.
Yes. Now, let's go to our lineup of guests who will share their versions of train rides with us. First up is Ronald Baitan with Crossing Borders.
Crossing Borders, for Peter. Do you believe in love after love? Share. How many loves have walked away? How many men have left your room empty? The question has traveled from your home to nations strung together by trains. The last one, he moved in with your former friend, and the one before him stayed for 2 years, until he said he wanted to be left alone. Now you're all alone, between jobs, between countries not your own, and in your wallet, you keep a picture of your dog. You're over the hill, your friend's bitch. But the tube sometimes interferes. A man suddenly walks up to you. Gray-haired, regular height, hazel eyes. Your type. An eloquent brow, an inquiring hand. And you're riding on possibilities. You emerge from the coach, strangely no longer single. Who knows if he will be as quick as your sojourn, or what secrets lie in his bones? The road has taught you the uncertainty of destinations, but you hear him howling in the distance. For now, nothing exists except his name.
Marty,
yes.
What's with the history of choo-choo trains, passenger trains, and its first passengers?
So you're asking where choo-choo came about, right?
Uh-huh.
According to several online dictionaries and discussions online, the term choo-choo train came around 1895, a child's name for steam engine locomotive, imitating the sound of a locomotive whistle.
Ah, makes sense.
Yes. If we are to talk about passenger train history, as seen in HistoryToday.com, the first passenger-carrying vehicle powered by steam, called the Puffing Devil or Captain Dick's Puffer, made its debut on a road outside Redruth in Cornwall, England, on December 24, 1801, by Richard Trevithick. The engine was cast at Harvey's Foundry in Hale and assembled at the blacksmith shop near Redruth. A cooper named Stephen Williams, a cooper is a craftsman who makes wooden barrels,
okay,
was there that Christmas Eve when Captain Dick got up steam in the road outside and he and six or seven others jumped up on the engine and experienced riding it.
Wow.
In 1804, as engineer at the Penderin Iron Works at Merthyr Tydfil, he ran a steam engine on a railway, hauling 5 wagons, 10 tons of iron, and 70 men.
Wow.
It traveled more than 9 miles at an average speed of about 5 miles per hour, which is an amazing feat back
then. Yeah.
It won a 500 guinea bet for Samuel Humphrey, the iron master, and was the direct ancestor of the great steam railway locomotives of the coming age.
Nice.
TechHistorian.com says that the world's first passenger railway was by Benjamin French in 1806. Living in Wales, he was acutely aware of the mining situation in the Swansea region, where coal was loaded onto ships for transport. The coal, however, came from the Mumbles region. A railroad between the two regions was crucial to efficiency. The Swansea-Mumbles line, 5 miles in length, did not initially carry passengers when it was first constructed in 1806. French felt that people would like the idea of enjoying the scenery of Mumbles during a train ride.
Nice.
And so, he converted an iron carriage so it would be suitable for transporting people around. Although horse-powered, it's classified as a train because it was a track with carriages that rode on them. In 1807, the line transported its first human passengers, who had to pay 2 shillings in order to hitch a ride on French's 12-seater carriage.
I wonder how much that is worth now.
I actually did check.
Oh, you did?
Sort of. I hope my math is not bad. It's like, I think, £28, I think, now.
Okay.
So it's a bit pricey.
Mm.
But then I don't know how much it would cost based on the people's average salary back
income.
Then. Yes.
Okay.
The oldest modern railway in the world would be the Stockton and Darlington Railway in County Durham, England. It is the first public or passenger railway to use steam-powered locomotives. Its track spanned 26 miles, pulling wagons from the Durham coal mines to the town of Stockton, carrying coal and passengers. It debuted stations, signal systems, and timetables or schedules, and the first to travel long distance.
Amazing.
For our very own train history, according to Inquirer.net, the first railroad in the Philippines was inaugurated on November 24, 1892, nearly two decades after King Alfonso XII of Spain issued a decree for the establishment of a railroad system in Luzon. Construction of the railroad began in 1888. The line covered 195 kilometers from Manila to Dagupan in Pangasinan.
Wow!
The line was founded as Ferrocarril de Manila Dagupan. It became Manila Railroad Company or MRR Co. during the American colonial rule. From Manila Central Station in Tutuban, construction moved northward to Tayuman, ending in Dagupan. The Americans subsequently built a new line from Bulacan to Cabanatuan, Nueva Ecija in 1902. Shortly after, the rail line was expanded to La Union in the north and Albay in the south. In 1964, by virtue of Republic Act No. 4156, MRR Co. became Philippine National Railways, or PNR, a government-owned corporation.
Wow, I learned something new today. Thank you.
Yes, we do learn something new every day.
Every day.
Thank you. How about you, Cookie?
Trivia.
Yes.
Did you know? Back in 2007, mm-hmm. Instituto Cervantes de Manila, together with the LRTA, launched Versos sa Metro.
Really? Yep.
A campaign aimed to encourage reading for the thousands of daily passengers. Posters of Spanish poems and their Filipino translations filled up LRT and MRT trains.
I remember this.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yes, it was on the handrails aside from the sides of the train. And when you look up on the train, there are stickers there of so much history.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yes.
And there's also Train of Thought, poems from Tulaan sa Tren, and Off the Beaten Track, poems from Tulaan sa Tren 2. Anthologies produced by the National Book Development Board and LRTA.
That is so amazing.
Yes. Now, here's Adrian Medina Pregonier from Bangas, South Cotabato, with a train ride poem in Hiligaynon, Mga Nawong sa Sulod sang Tren, Mga Mukha sa Loob ng Tren.
Inday ini ang kagabihon nga aton ginadumdum sa gugmatang ginagutom hasta sa pag-undang sang panahon. Mga nawong sa sulod sang tren. Alas 10 ang gabi, ginatulo ko ang ngalan sang mga estasyon bago magtapak pasulod sa tren. Sa bukana sini, nagasambuwa ang mga tiil ako dali-dali nga maduaw ang panihapon sang kadulum sa mga gumun nga estasyon. Sa sulod, samtang nagapamugong ang salsalon kapanguyat sang akon kabugat, at hag ang madamo nga mga nawong sang kalibutan. Nagatindog ang mga nawong sang mga nagpululaw. May mga lalaki nga nagakupo sa ilabagahe. May mga babae nga nagapamurungkot sang ilapanyuleta. May mga pamatanon nga may panyo sa nawong, nagakatulog. Ayhan, nagadaman sang ila indi madihon nga buwas damlag. May mga maisog man nga mga nagalingling sa bintana. Ngayhan, nagahuna-uhuna sang ila kalanon sa pagpanaog. May mga soltero nga sa pamatsyag ko nagkaladula. Upod ang mga dalaga nga nagasuhot ang duha kabutkon sa ila mga abaga. May mga tigulang nga nagapungko. Ginahakos ang ila apo. May mga angkol man nga may ginauyatan niya karton. May mga nagabasa sang balita tuhoy sa extrajudicial killings. May mga nagpangalot sang ulo, ayhan, bangod sa 20 kilos nga bugas nga wala pa magtupa. May mga manggaranon man, naka-headphones. Ang iban sa ila, nagapatuyo sa mga tinaga nga ila ginabasa. May isa man nga nagatindog. Nagahilibion. Bangod ang tren nga amon ginasakyan, amo ang tren kag ulihi nga estasyon. Bago siya magpasimpalad nga mangintimbang sang mga bata nga wala maghalin sa iya inunlan. Ako, tagpanilag sang tanan, sang nawong, sang kakapoy. Kaupod ako sa mga nagapauli sa kagutok, sa bangiganay. Wala ako sing mahimo. Ginatanaw ko sila. Kay ang ako nawong kaglawas, mas nubo pa sa minimum wage sang akon ginakapoy na nga paghimakas.
Marty,
yes.
Why do you think train rides are important aside from the fact that it's a mode of transportation?
I guess on the practical side of things, my experience was that it was faster than jeepneys and buses in the metro. How about you, Googie?
I think it's because it makes you think.
Oh, yeah.
Most especially lengthy trips.
That's true.
A similar stimulation happens when you take long drives or take long walks. The ride sort of clears your head. You know, after all the thinking, all of a sudden you have the answers.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like that, you are able to untangle yourself from the web of confusion.
Yeah, that's
you true. Start compartmentalizing your thoughts. I highly recommend train rides.
Yeah.
It is suitable for overthinkers like me. Okay, Marty, what's your ideal train ride?
Based on the bit of train history I mentioned about our country earlier, I wish we could have that kind of train routes where it connects different parts of our country, not just Metro Manila.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There were different parts that were already connecting. I wish, you know, hopefully, I mean, and I hope we're still alive by then if we experience it. You can just get a train ride and you can go to any part of the country.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, right?
Soon.
Yeah. How about you, Cookie?
Okay, my ideal train ride is going Kauai, taking the Hello Kitty Shinkansen bullet train, also the Gudetama train, and the Pokemon train. Everywhere I look, there would be great sights to see. Everything is eye candy.
That's true.
I also dream of a luxurious trip aboard the Twilight Express Mizukaze. The Napa Valley wine train is also ideal. Oh, and the Maharajas Express. They offer an 8-day grand tour of famous places on the Indian subcontinent.
Wow, it sounds fun.
Now I feel like I should start packing. Yeah, one of these days we should all take that journey to new and unfamiliar lands.
That is definitely an ideal thing.
In the process, we'll discover new landscapes within us too.
Yep.
Ticket from E.E. Cummings, Somewhere I Have Never Traveled, Gladly Beyond, and C.P. Cavafis, Ithaca. We give you filmmaker Mike Dangalan, also known as Miguel Pancho, with From Point A to Point B.
From Point A to Point B. Ang buhay ng tao ay parang tren. Para kasing sinukat na ng may kapal ang tatakbuhin ang tadhana mo dito sa lupa. From Point A to Point B. Nabagal ka paminsan-minsan o titigil ka kapag kailangan mo magbaba ng bagahe o magsakay. Pagkatapos, tatakbo ka ulit. Pero kahit anong tulin o bagal ng buhay mo, may hangganan pa rin ito. From Point A to Point B.
We would like to thank Miggy Escano for his support.
Thank you so much, Miggy.
Thank you. Also, check out How to Ride a Train to Ulaanbaatar and other essays by Josephine Roque, published by Penguin Books Asia.
In How to Ride a Train to Ulaanbaatar and Other Essays, a woman explores personal growth and global citizenship through 10 powerful essays, sparked by her relocation to Shanghai post-mother's death, grappling with identity, relationships, and cross-cultural experiences. Here's an excerpt from one of her essays. We were on a plane flying in Korean airspace when Cheese turned 28 years old. The camera I brought then was a Casio Pocket, one the size of a deck of cards, the first I bought with my own money and not shared with the rest of the family. The camera was mine. I treated it like an extension to seeing. Those were the years I took photos of everything, every little thing that occupied precious pixels and gigabyte space for high-resolution images of pedestrian objects, of patterns on cracked dried earth, or parking lots filled with nondescript cars taken with commitment like a documentary, of empty spaces or public places not claimed by anyone but me. The past self made it easier for these places to be written. So it was no surprise that upon landing, despite being late and eyes groggy with sleep, the first photo I would take was a lighted signboard welcoming us to Seoul, along with a photo of each of us, one of me 14 pounds lighter and her a 14 pounds heavier. The reverse would be true after a few years on another trip. She encouraged me to take more pictures. Her capacity for manic energy reminded me of an ad for long-lasting car batteries. Yet we got along well because of curiosity and openness for new things and our shared interest in getting the best deals. I was an introvert hanging on the coattails of an extrovert.
For physical copies of the book, you may buy from Acre Philippines, acrephils.com, and Fully Booked. You may also purchase Kindle copies on Amazon. Hello, digital world. Trains go by. Ride along with it.
Amen.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.